You're listening to Deep Spirituality, and this is Scripture Playlists. Today's topic is Leave the Past Behind, 20 scriptures that will help you look forward. It's all too easy to let what has happened in the past tell us what is possible in the future. But God is a God of fresh starts, growth, and change. He can help us learn from the past without letting it limit the possibilities for our future. God can work through everything in the past, from pain and regret to success and accomplishment, for a purpose greater than we could ever imagine. Listen to these verses of the Bible to learn how to let go of the past and look forward in faith. God gives us hope for the future. Philippians 3:12-14. I have not yet reached my goal, and I am not perfect, but Christ has taken hold of me. So I keep on running and struggling to take hold of the prize. My friends, I don't feel that I've already arrived, but I forget what is behind and I struggle for what is ahead. I run toward the goal so that I can win the prize of being called to heaven. This is the prize that God offers because of what Christ Jesus has done. Jeremiah 29:11. I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. They are plans for peace and not disaster. Plans to give you a future filled with hope. Titus 3:7. We were made right with God by His grace. God saved us so that we could be His children and look forward to receiving life that never ends. Revelation 21:4. He will wipe all tears from their eyes, and there will be no more death, suffering, crying, or pain. These things of the past are gone forever. God helps us leave the past behind. Isaiah 43:18-19. Do not remember the former things, or ponder the things of the past. Listen carefully. I'm about to do a new thing. Now it will spring forth. Will you not be aware of it? I will even put a road in the wilderness, rivers in the desert. Ephesians 3:20-21. Now to Him who is able to carry out His purpose and do super abundantly more than all we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our greatest prayers, hopes, or dreams, according to His power that is at work within us. To Him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations forever and ever. Amen. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Anyone who belongs to Christ is a new person. The past is forgotten and everything is new. 1 Corinthians 10:13. Any temptation you face will be nothing new, but God is faithful, and He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can handle. But He always provides a way of escape so that you will be able to endure and keep moving forward. Nehemiah 9:12-16-17. By day you led the Israelites with a pillar of cloud. At night you led them with a pillar of fire. It gave them light to show the way you wanted them to go. But our people before us became proud and stubborn. They didn't obey your commands. They refused to listen to you. They forgot the miracles you had done among them. So they became stubborn. When they refused to obey you, they appointed a leader for themselves. They wanted to go back to being slaves in Egypt. But you are a God who forgives. You are gracious. You are tender and kind. You are slow to get angry. You are full of love. So you didn't desert them. Habakkuk 2:3. For the vision is yet for the appointed future time. It hurries towards the goal of fulfillment. It will not fail. Even though it delays, wait patiently for it, because it will certainly come. It will not delay. God uses the past for a good purpose. Romans 15, verse 4. For whatever was written in earlier times was written for our instruction, so that through endurance and the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope and overflow with confidence in his promises. Hebrews 10, verse 32 to 39. Remember the past. When you first learned the truth, you endured a lot of hardship and pain. At times, you were publicly insulted and mistreated. At times, you associated with people who were treated this way. You suffered with prisoners. You were cheerful even though your possessions were stolen, since you know that you have a better and more permanent possession. So don't lose your confidence. It will bring you a great reward. You need endurance, so that after you have done what God wants you to do, you can receive what he has promised. Yet the one who is coming will come soon. He will not delay. The person who has God's approval will live by faith. But if he turns back, I will not be pleased with him. God prepares us today for the plans he has for us tomorrow. Philippians 1, verse 6. God is the one who began this good work in you, and I am certain that he won't stop before it's complete on the day that Christ Jesus returns. Habakkuk 3, verse 19. The Lord God is my strength, my source of courage, my invincible army. He has made my feet steady and sure like hinds' feet and makes me walk forward with spiritual confidence on my high places of challenge and responsibility. Romans 8, verse 18. What we are suffering now is nothing compared with our future glory. Romans 8, verse 28. We are confident that God is able to orchestrate everything to work towards something good and beautiful when we love him and accept his invitation to live according to his plan. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 17 to 18. Our troubles are small. They last only for a short time, but they are earning for us a glory that will last forever. It is greater than all our troubles. So we don't spend all our time looking at what we can see. Instead, we look at what we can't see. That's because what can be seen lasts only a short time, but what can't be seen will last forever. God's future for us can be trusted. Psalm 37, verse 5. Commit your future to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will act on your behalf. Psalm 73, verse 24. You guide me with your counsel, leading me to a glorious destiny. Ephesians 2, verse 10. For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus, so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. As we wrap up, ask yourself, what in your past do you need to let go of? What would it look like to move forward in faith? This has been Scripture Playlist from Deep Spirituality. You can find all the references for the scriptures we read today in the show notes, including the translations used. If you like what you heard, please leave us a nice review. If you have a topic you'd like to hear, you can email us at podcast@deepspirituality.com.